And it's now time for tonight's postgame coaches interview presented by Barings. Head coach Bob McKillop joining us. And, Coach, another epic game, I guess you could say, in conference play, and you walk out of this one with a two-point win.
Yeah, we had control of the game for the first half and stayed in control for the first couple of possessions of the second half. And they got the crowd behind them when they caught us. And, you know, they made two big threes from Ace Baldwin, and he drove and got a pull-up, and he put 8 points on the board pretty quickly. And all of a sudden, it was a tie game, and, you know, we're 450 or 415 to go, and we have to make some plays because we're down six. And some big guys stepped up to make some big plays, and credit the assistant coaches with suggesting that we go to what is our horns pop look, and we get the horns pop look, and Luka gets a three. Next possession, Luka gets a dunk. Then Foster draws a charge, and all of a sudden, we're right back into the game. And just sensational the way we were able to respond to the adversity. We certainly didn't have a pretty game from the standpoint of turnovers and handling the basketball. The second half, I'm not sure about the shooting numbers, but they were not nearly as impressive as the first half. But overall, we fought the entire game. The loose balls, the dives on the floor, the box outs, the team defense, some incredible team dynamics out there defensively and offensively.
And, Coach, in that second half, you guys were 37.5%. But overall, you come in here, this VCU team was holding teams to 24% from three. You walk away at 50% overall and 50% from long range.
Wow, that's pretty impressive that you get those two numbers in a game that's played against a team that's so very good defensively.
And, Coach, you talked about the defense. I want to look at that down the stretch because part of a 9-0 run to get to the end of this game, it seemed active hands and that you were forcing VCU to play quick.
Yeah, we really were very active. We were very gap-oriented. We helped each other out. We talked, covered up. Sensational the way we did it.
Coach, how did you feel about the pace overall in this game?
Well, it was a frenetic pace. They certainly sped us up. We dribbled far too much, and we just, that's not our strength. Our strength is cutting, running, and passing the basketball. When you dribble, they guard the dribble very well, and that was clearly a statement we had made to our guys as we prepared. I'm pretty impressed with the rebounding numbers. How about 32-20, and they only had three offensive rebounds? That's a sensational job rebounding the basketball.
And we talk about the little plays. Lawyer just 4 of 10 shooting. He ended up with 14 points, big free throws. He had that bucket there at the end of the half with got you an extra two heading into the locker room.
Yeah, you know, the big Mo aspect of this whole game is interesting and very intriguing and one that we respect and work on. And there it was. There was big Mo right there in action. And we managed to get that two as we went into the locker room. It was very uplifting.
Coach, again, what is this win here tonight, tough environment, continue to say about the team you have?
Resilience, toughness, team-oriented. So it's a very, very good win for us, but one that if we get fat and happy, we go up to the Bronx on Saturday, we'll be in some hot water. So we've got to enjoy this. The bus ride back will be enjoyable, but tomorrow we got to turn our attention to Fordham, a much improved team, a significantly better team than they have been over the years, and we better be ready for them on Saturday.
Coach, congratulations.
Yeah, I understand.
On a 14th straight win tonight. It's going to make for a nice bus ride home.
It sure will. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you, Coach. Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live. Is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.